can you introduce yourself and give your job title?
Sure. My name is Mr. O'Gorman, and I am a high school math teacher at Lafayette High School.
Perfect. What type of classes do you teach?
I teach AMP Algebra 1, Honors Geometry, and Finite Math.
Perfect. And so today is Pi Day. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So Pi Day has multiple meanings, but for math, we celebrate the symbol of pi, the number that represents the ratio between circumference and diameter. Obviously, St. Louis has the same area code 314.
Yep.
So that's a St. Louis day too, and I also eat pie on Pi Day. So,
ooh, what's your favorite type of pie?
Ooh, usually apple pie with some ice cream is my go-to. Yeah,
sounds good. So, what have you done in the past to celebrate with your classes?
So in the past, usually as far as like what we do curriculum-wise. I'll show a video to them about kind of where pi comes from, that ratio of circumference to diameter. The video also talks about, you know, when it was first discovered back in the ancient times when people had to discover that number of infinite digits by hand, and this kind of competition of who can get the furthest. And then the computers came along, how that really revved up how many digits we could accurately get pi to. So it talks about that. It's about uses of pi. And then for the fun side of it, sometimes I would buy these little mini pies for the class with some whipped cream. So we'd get like from Walmart some mini apple or chocolate pies, and then they would all have a pie. We would watch the pie video and talk about it.
That's so fun. So where does pi come from?
Pi is that ratio of circumference to diameter. So if I were to take that diameter and compare it to the circumference, it should be at ratio of 3.1415 blah 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 to that one diameter. So it's just that ratio that expands no matter what triangle, or not triangle, whatever circle you have, that ratio should be the same, 3.14.
So does it just apply to circles?
Yes. Now pi gets used in other areas of math, so like, you know, shapes that have circles, like cylinders and cones and whatnot, but as far as where it comes from itself, it's just that ratio of circumference to diameter.
Awesome. So I know that you said in the past you've celebrated with pies, but do you think it's important to celebrate Pi Day, or is it something that you enjoy doing? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes we're on spring break during Pi Day, or sometimes the scheduling for tests or whatever kind of inhibits that. But I think anytime you can try to show where a symbol is coming from we use in math, or anytime you can bring some fun into math, like, you should. Why not? Yeah. You know?
That makes sense. All right. Do you have any advice for anyone out there celebrating Pi Day?
Celebrate it fully. Definitely. Have a slice of pie. Maybe do a little research about where pie comes from, because I know for myself included, you know, I just knew it was a symbol that we use in math until I really dug deep and, you know, just get a little bit of knowledge behind it and have your favorite pie.